right, welcome to another edition of the Frotcast. We are live from the Frot quarters in San Francisco. Vince is already getting soundboard happy. He's so excited. He's just looking at the soundboard.
Sorry, bromming it up.
Bromming it up already. This is your registered ear offender, Ben. We have blogger and stand-up comedian extraordinaire, Vince.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
And we have human giant Brendan.
I'm like a chainsaw. What?
Yeah. And we are missing real Brett, but fake Brett's here.
Hey, hey.
Real Brett, I think, had to DJ a squirrel concert up in the clouds.
Hey, weird thing
he's
about
really
drawing squirrels.
Off.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta. I mean, time management is the first rule of squirrel drawing, and you know, some people don't learn that lesson until they're in there for you know too long. So,
I hope he doesn't forget where he came from.
Yeah. Yeah, don't forget about the little people.
Don't forget about the little people.
Don't forget about the squirrels.
DJ Squirrel Master.
Don't forget about the squirrels you drew along the way. So, yeah, I think he's him and Pauly D are DJing a big squirrel rave up in the sky. So, Brett, pour out a little liquor for Brett. We got a good show for you tonight. We got some news stories. We have a pretty funny news clip that someone sent us about fecal transplants, which once again proves they're real haters, fuckers out there trying to disprove fecal transplants, the modern miracle.
Suck it, hater bitches.
Yeah. I think Vince wanted to maybe play some Chet Hayes music.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know if we'll get that far.
Yeah, I'm going to veto that.
Yeah. All right. And the triumphant return of Lindy West.
Yeah, I do have a topic, one topic I wanted to touch on. Something that happened to me on the way over here.
Touch it.
He wants to touch on the front of Ben's pants.
Maybe touch on it.
If I got any biologists or botanists, maybe you could shed some light on the subject. But on the way over here...
Wait, we already settled it. Poop transplants are real.
No, we got
this,
that.
Oh, okay.
Separate. Right,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Related.
Proceed.
Surprisingly related, as we'll see.
It all comes back.
Living in San Francisco, and it was similar in New York, like you pass some people's yards, and they're not really yards, it's just like, you know, the little planter boxes on the sidewalk, and some people are super anal, like they'll have signs with like a dog and then like a red circle and a slash through it, because it's like, oh, don't you let your dog poop on my tree, and I don't know... I know. I feel like this is just one of those things that stupid people do. Like little kids, they want to personify themselves. Like they want to give the chair like their thoughts. Like you know, if I was the tree, I wouldn't want a dog pooping on me. But isn't poop good for the tree? Like,
well,
like, does dog poop and dog pee? I mean, isn't that good for plants? That's not really hurting the plant.
It's
is
not
it?
Necessarily hurting the plant. But if it was my little 2x4 planter, I wouldn't want a bunch of poop stinking it up.
Well, how much poop is there going to be? It's not going to be...
I don't know.
They're just going to come dump like a bucket full of poop on the plant.
It's a slippery slope, Vince.
Yeah.
People see one log, then they think everyone can poop.
Yeah.
There.
Haven't you seen dogs sniffing around? They're like, ooh, that looks like a good place to poop. I'm going to...
prime
they don't
want to
poop on each other's poop.
Why not?
I don't know.
I would.
Yeah, I totally would.
I
would try to make like a big poop pyramid in the one planter.
A poop-a-mid, if you will.
I do like the signs that instead of the whole dog crossed out, it's just like the little turds coming out of their butt are crossed out.
Yeah.
Like dogs are okay.
We're okay with dogs. We're not okay with
maybe
dogs.
I just hate the signs that are already like yelling at me before I've done anything. Like, you know, if you have a garage and you don't want people to park in front of it, simple no parking's fine. Don't give me that. Don't even think of parking here. It's like, fuck you, bro. What are you, the thought police?
If you park here, I will rape you and your family.
I fucking hate that shit. That,
wow.
All it does is make me want to like pee on their.
So lesson of the day: Vince really hates mean signs.
Yeah, man. I'm just don't be bringing negativity into my day, bro.
Yeah, he's just trying to live. He's you know he's not gonna poop in your planter. He doesn't even own a dog.
The Thought Police. Why wasn't the song "Dream Police" by Cheap Trick in the movie Inception?
I know that's a good.
It should have played over the closing credits.
They should have slowed it down a lot and used it for the Brahm somehow.
We should get Christopher Nolan on here to ask him about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could have played it over the closing credits.
He'd probably have some super scientific explanation as to why that, like, you know, involved Foot Lamberts and, you know, ohms, things like that, things of this nature.
Amplitude.
Yeah. I did see Vince perform a little bit of stand-up last night. I was told by Vince it would be about 10 minutes. It was about half that. I do like that getting your friends to see stand-up does involve having them pay to enter the place.
It was $5, to be fair.
Agreed, but I don't pay. I'm just saying, I don't normally pay to enter bars. And it's always...
I would have bought you a drink, man.
Hey, I'm not complaining. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
Do you get any of that?
This time I did not, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, if
sometimes it depends. You know, depends on the night. You know,
they might kick you down a couple shekels.
Yeah. I've other nights, like, you know, usually when it's sold out, they'll definitely give you some money. Last night, far from a sellout. I don't know if you noticed.
Well, I couldn't. I was so far in the back. I hardly could see the stage.
I did have one guy come who, because of Film Drunk, who is from Ireland and moved here.
Flew in from Ireland.
Yeah, flew in from Ireland.
Wow, for this event.
Moved here about a week ago. But yeah, he came out, so that was pretty cool.
Did you?
He bought me a couple drinks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The Irish do enjoy the alcoholic
they do.
Drinks.
I was telling him, as far as people from certain countries, I feel like my best luck has been with Irish and Australians. Usually there
is that because they're some of the drunkest, nicest people.
They just tend to be outgoing, and there's a, I don't know, they tend to be cool. Whereas like British people, it's feast or famine. You either get like they're either really cool or really douchey, and then, you know, so Kiwis are just like Canadians.
My favorite was there was some sort of Dennis Hopper lookalike. He was probably a 70-year-old dude with a tiny skinny little ponytail, and then he was wearing some sort of T-shirt on his head. Sort of like a do-rag, and he was video recording everything. What was he doing that for?
He comes to all the comedy shows in San Francisco. I think that's like his gig. It's weird because he doesn't really promote himself very well. I've never really,
he's Dennis Hopper, man. He doesn't need to.
He's been at like a billion different things, and he's never like come up to me afterwards and been like, hey, you want to buy this footage that, you know, that I've been taking of, I emailed him today. I was going to put some of the clips on the Frogcast, but he didn't get back to me yet. So,
well, he doesn't have email. he's got truckloads full of video cassettes of random comedians performing, but no email.
Oh, and he also goes, I asked him, you know, what he did with the footage, and he's got this pile of like random CD, like burned CDs there, and he goes, oh, go ahead and take a music CD if you want.
Don't know who's on it,
and I'm just like. I was confused. I didn't really know how to respond.
This is Boz Scaggs.
yeah.
Here, this one's a little ZZ Top.
I like Steely Dan and all, but I really didn't know. I didn't know if he expected me to like look through his burn CDs. Like, oh, here's my cruising mix. I was like, oh yeah, I'll take that one.
This one's for road trips.
This one's if you're just sort of riding around on your bike on a sunny day. It was a pretty tough crowd. I don't know if people had sort of wandered
it
off
really
the
was,
street.
Yeah.
There was one comic.
Not speaking for myself, I felt like I did all right, but yeah,
well,
early on,
did fine.
Early just, on in the show,
it was a couple chuckles. But one comedian after Vince made a very funny joke. He said, "I've been watching this whole side of the audience, and it looks like you guys are on a game show that you win money if you don't laugh."
Well, to be fair, it was like a bunch of, you know, people from the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco, and then on the other side, sitting completely by themselves, there's just like three black girls, like completely by themselves. So then, of course, like, you know, as people mentioned throughout the show, anytime you have a joke that's like vaguely risque around a bunch of hipsters, they all look at the black people to see if the black people are laughing, to see that it's like okay for them to laugh. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they dart a look over there. So,
yeah, if the black girls aren't laughing, you're pretty much fucked, because then the white people aren't allowed to laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the essentially the laugh police right there.
Yeah.
The laugh police that come to me in my show.
But yeah, it was a step up from a straight open mic. I do like the guys that have the weird sort of shtick. There was one guy with hair down to his butt, basically, and he wore a shiny, almost looked like a kimono, but it was just a button-up shiny red shirt.
I turned to Ben. I was like, dude, is this Daughtry?
The shiny button-up is like, ooh.
Sateen. Ooh.
Yeah, it was. Oh. It was like a, yeah,
brutal.
It wasn't silk. It was like a sateen shirt, and he had sunglasses on his head, even though it was at night inside, to sort of hold his hair out of his face.
It's an accessory.
Yeah. It's an affectation. No biggie. I did. I don't know if you guys saw the GQ Michael Bay oral history, but it was like 8 pages. I read the whole thing, and I tried to find the best parts, and there were some pretty awesome parts. Very Michael Bay.
So the oral history of his life or his career?
Just his career. Just, you know, people talk. Well, a little bit about his life. But, yeah, a lot of people talking about him.
Was it mostly explosions and Transformers telling
it? Yes. Well, all right. So here's part of it. They're talking about Bad Boys, which is like his first, you know, big studio movie. And it's like Jerry Bruckheimer. Michael even had to write a check for an action sequence that Sony wouldn't pay for. Bay. The scene in Bad Boys where Martin shoots the guy out of the plane. I said to the line producer, this is where the audience claps. This is the end of the movie. He was like, I don't care. We're not doing the shot. He was just a studio flunky. I was literally going to punch him out.
Literally.
Yeah.
With an explosion.
And then my favorite quote of the whole article, I don't change my style for anybody. Pussies do that.
And you know what? You know what I'm not? Not a pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. Another good line. I'm like a true American. I feel like that was slightly taken out of context, I'm sure, but
I'm like a true American.
Mm-hmm.
He's similar. Similar to a true American. Dude, just ask Optimus Prime.
yeah. Oh, apparently the original actors for Bad Boys were Dana Carvey and John Lovitz.
Is that true?
Yes.
What the F?
Oh, wow.
What kind of movie would that have been?
Yeah, bad one?
A really bad one. Is that the prequel to Cop Out?
Would have been called Really Bad Boys.
Yeah. I think it should have been called Meshuggahness.
Wow, that sounds like the worst movie premise of all time.
Produced by Lorne Michaels.
Oh, you know he would have.
Someone did forward us a news story, an ABC news story.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Featuring fecal transplants. So I'd have to look and see who actually sent it to us. I can't believe no one else sent it to us. And it's only got a couple hundred views on YouTube. This is from a John in Glasgow.
Oh, quick, one last quote from the Michael Bay thing.
Yes.
This is Scarlett Johansson. I ran into him leaving a party once and asked him if I could be the Easy Bake Oven Transformer. He looked at me and in all seriousness said, there isn't one.
Well, it's
a fact. It's true. There isn't an Easy Bake Oven Transformer.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah. It's funny because it's one of those funny because it's true. So John sent us a fecal transplant news story. I'm pretty sure.
By the way, is this a different John? This is like the fifth John that we've had sent.
Well, we have eight listeners.
It's not a very common name.
There's eight listeners. I think there's seven Johns and then Tim Mike or Mike Tim.
No, Mark Tim.
Mike. It's Mike Tim.
I thought it was Mark.
I think I'm pretty sure it's Mike Tim. Timmy Mike. And I'm pretty sure that we have really helped revolutionize and make the fecal transplant a more acceptable practice in modern science.
It's the last frontier of civil rights, really.
To be fair, they did do it on Grey's Anatomy, but, you know.
Yeah, but
it's always been a progressive TV show.
Really forward-thinking.
I feel like Film Drunk Frotcast listeners and Grey's Anatomy viewers are a Venn diagram that is, you know,
huge overlap.
Does not
there.
Overlap.
Yeah.
Huge overlap. Well, let's get to the news story and learn how one woman was saved from someone else's poop.
The title is Doctors Say a Fecal Transplant Saved a Dying Woman's Life.
Tonight, a woman is crediting an uncommon procedure with saving her life. To Ellen Blackwell, it's a medical breakthrough, but the procedure that cured what ails her may leave some feeling squeamish. Our Linda Hurtado is taking action for your help and reveals how someone else's bodily waste actually saved this woman's life.
Poop. It's a stinky subject. We flush it down the toilet without thinking twice. But what actually comes out the other end is no stinking matter.
You guys are missing a lot of really great B-roll.
Close up
of a toilet. Dude, we got to get a lot of coverage. We need like at least seven different shots of the toilet.
Yeah,
matter.
We need a close up of the water flushing. All right, now let's get the handle. Do the handle. All right, lights turning on.
She said stinking matter.
I love the double entendres. I also just, I really enjoy the news seriousness of everything.
The news voice.
We're going to need a very serious intro on this. Like, what do people think about poop in general?
We hear from one
lady. It's a stinky subject.
Poop. But what comes out your butt may save your life.
I feel like they're like, the local news is like a bad pop band where they have about 5 minutes to write all the lyrics for what they're going to say and they just have to jump right in.
These bacteria do wonderful things.
Things that can cure our bodies from superbugs. There are hundreds of different kinds of good bacteria in our bowel. The same type of bacteria or probiotics you find in yogurt. But would you be willing to take someone else's human waste and put it in your body? For Ellen Blackwell, it was a no-brainer.
It saved my life. I was dying.
It was a shit for brainer.
Ellen was so sick she couldn't eat for almost a year. All she could stomach were crackers and water.
I didn't have any appetite.
Ellen had a life-threatening form of bacteria called C. difficile, which doctors say is resistant to most antibiotics.
I was taking $7,000 a month in antibiotics. I wasn't able to eat at all. I lost a significant amount of weight. I was very, very sick.
There is a group of patients
where really nothing works. And these patients have diarrhea, which is absolutely relentless.
Treatment options are slim. Either remove your colon or risk death. But Dr. Sudhir Duda at Sinai Hospital in...
His name's Sudhir Duda, and he's got a ponytail and little tiny, like, cartoon owl glasses.
I'm pretty sure if Relentless Diarrhea is not the name of some hardcore metal band, it needs to be.
He basically looks like a human dung beetle. He's got little tiny glasses, like, I've been looking through poop all
but
day.
But you realize it's Dr. Duda.
I'm very tired.
Dr. Duda?
What we're trying to say is we're not quite entirely sure that this is serious.
In Baltimore, was willing to try something radical, something that's never been done before at his hospital, a fecal transplant.
Dealing with stool has never been a pleasant thing. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to look at it.
I disagree. 100%.
Make them poop logs.
But results can be life-saving.
It really makes a difference in the lives of these patients.
The only thing Ellen needed was a donor.
People who can donate the stool sample are generally children or spouses.
That's where Catherine, Ellen's daughter, stepped in.
Now she's cutting strawberries for some reason.
What are you talking about for some reason? Her daughter had to poop.
Yeah, they keep cutting back. Up. In this entire clip, they keep cutting back to them preparing food, yeah. Which is
everything
so
was
funny.
Dependent on when I could show up to the hospital with the sample, so I just brought it down to the lab.
All that was needed in the lab to prepare the sample was a simple kitchen appliance.
Now they're showing the blender blending up more, water for some reason.
More awesome B-roll. The close-up of them pushing the button on the blender. I do like that that children are the main donors. So I'm mm-hmm. picturing sort of like Anakin Skywalker, like the chosen one. His probiotics are off the chart. He can just donate to anybody.
He scored to the 98th percentile in
probiotics.
Probiotic instincts.
It's the poop that will change the world.
Blended it in a blender that was purchased from Target.
The stool was then poured through coffee filters to purify it so only the good bacteria would be transplanted.
It's poop, and it smells like poop.
That's
we're going to have to go back.
The random
that.
Nurse.
That would be great for the soundboard right there.
That
it's
was
poop.
A keystone moment.
It's poop. Turns out it smells like poop as well. Shocking, I know.
It would be transplanted.
It's poop, and it smells like poop. And, you know, then you figure you're actually introducing it into the patient. So we had to go through the mouth.
Hell yeah.
And put it in the top of the small intestines. And then had to go through the colon and run it through the whole colon.
For Ellen, it was well worth it.
I wanted to eat food.
Now she's grating cheese. They're just talking about putting poop in both ends of her body.
She
and
got
there's like a close-up of her grating cheese.
They like Eiffel Towered her with poop. They poopful towered her.
In 24 hours,
DP.
I felt normal.
Now she's
Catherine
cooking eggs.
Catherine was just happy to spend time in the kitchen with her mom and enjoy meals together.
The procedure is pretty common in Canada and Europe, but not yet here in the United States because
way
it hasn't gone through rigorous medical testing. Tampa Dr. Patrick Brady with USF and Tampa General Hospital says a fecal transplant.
Those fucking cowboys in Europe, they'll just...
Yeah. I mean, they had thongs and genital waxing before we did, yeah. too.
You got to let it run till the end, Vince.
Plant took place in our area a few years ago, but it's not done as often because treatment with antibiotics usually works. And there are potential side effects, such as the potential to transmit disease. Taking action for your health, I'm Linda Hurtado, ABC Action News.
So would you get a fecal transplant? We'd like to hear what you think. Just head to Linda's Facebook page and leave your thoughts and opinions.
Oh, we got to find that Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. So Brendan and I were talking about this before we started recording. I like that they act like it's some sort of elective procedure. Like,
yeah.
Like
it's cosmetic.
Hey, Brendan, what are you here for today?
I'm here for a fecal transplant. My doo-doos are looking ugly these days. I want them to look beautiful. I want to be able to take photos of them and send them to my friends.
It's just that looks are so important these days. I mean, I don't make the rules of society. I'm just trying to get along in the system that we've created ourselves.
People keep making fun of me because my poops are, they're just not a solid hard turd. I'm really insecure about my poops.
It's not something that I think is important, you know, when people are looking at a job applicant.
But here's
or
the thing is other
renter.
People do.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like I need to have this procedure.
This
done.
Would really help my self-confidence, my self-esteem.
I just the feeling of self-worth that you get after just a nice, robust, substantial You know,
double-tapered.
Uniform. Tapered.
Double tapered.
You know, cylindrical but smooth.
So
shit.
So Brendan, tell me, what sort of poops are you looking to take?
You know, I just like a nice smooth log, a nice color, sort of a nutty brown.
Yeah, I like to have to have a nice dimpling on it. You know, it needs to have some texture.
Are you looking for a floating or non-floating turd?
Preferably floating.
Floating, okay.
I like the aesthetics.
Let's see what sort of donors we can come up with. And
preferably if we can get some kind of Loch Ness monster action with a little bit above the water.
I've got some swatches in the lobby that you can look through.
Yeah, I'm picturing a doctor on a computer screen like they do for liposuction type of stuff. Like, this is what you'll look like now.
No, I want swatches, like a carpet store, just a box, it's like a big giant multiple ice tray.
Vince, here you go. So here's your choices. You said you wanted a mocha brown. Mm-hmm. Here's what we got. I think you're going to be really happy with these.
I think this came from an African-American gentleman. I mean, some of our customers, they like to request by weight, by race. Just, it's a cultural thing depending on what they've been eating.
Ooh, and we just got this in. This is from a little Vietnamese boy. He has great probiotics. His probiotics are off the charts. You're going to feel great after getting this poop in you.
These are our Iberian Peninsula ones. This is a really rare model.
You are going to feel so good after we get this poop in you.
You know what I like, though, is in all seriousness, it's like they run this fucking news channel or this news story about, like, this woman has a life-threatening problem. And then they ask, would you get one? If your life depended on it, would you get one or not? Which is it's so emblematic of what's wrong with local news. Because, listen, like, if you're trying to find the most out-of-touch, idiotic dickheads in the world, just go to your local news station. Like, there are no bigger morons on the planet. And then they're probably like, well, we need to get in this. We need to leverage social media. And so then they, like, just hired some 19-year-old. And it's like, we have a Facebook page. So just after every news story, they just say, hey, what would you think? And then they're like,
our Facebook page.
Yeah, then they can, like, check that box off of, like, we've leveraged social media.
Well, the Taliban is attacking a major international hotel in Kabul. Comment on our Facebook page. Would you suicide bomb attack an international hotel in Kabul?
You know that there's meetings, too, weekly meetings, where they're like, how much Facebook traffic did we get? Well, we're up to 431 likes.
Check out Fox KCAT on Twitter and tweet us. At hashtag Kabul Airport, and tell us, would you firebomb an airplane?
Hashtag poop transplant.
So what would you do if you were staying in the hotel that just got suicide bombed? Let us know. Go to our Facebook page.
All right. We got Lindy. We blooped Lindy in. We wasted so much funny stuff while we weren't recording. Oh, man.
We did learn why she got unfriended by who?
Thomas Lennon.
He's Lieutenant Dangle on Reno 911.
Oh. Little known fact, he also was the screenwriter behind Taxi, the movie where Queen Latifah.
He wrote Balls of Fury, the ping pong one. Night at the Museum. He's written like a lot of random ass movies.
The Pacifier also.
Yeah. He was actually on The State, and he was brilliant on The State. I mean, that whole show was amazing.
I didn't like it as much as everybody else did, but I loved it. Lindy crushed his soul. Why did
Lindy,
you do
yeah,
that?
How did that go down, Lindy? How did you hurt him so badly that he hit the unfollow button?
Well, I really I turned it on full blast on the Twitter, and I said on the Twitter, because I'm a film critic, it's my job, so I criticized the movie Bad Teacher by saying, "Bad teacher? More like bad movie."
Zing zow. Ouch, that hurts.
That hurt me.
And I know.
How dare you switch to such ad hominem attacks?
I know. It was out of line. And Thomas Lennon was wounded. He did not enjoy that. He was, through strange circumstances, following me on Twitter, which he no longer is. He fearsomely hit that unfollow button after I said that horrible thing.
But
he
was following you in the first place because of an initial.
No, what did he send you?
I wanted a movie.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, he was following me
true.
In the first place.
Good point.
Because I wrote a really, really mean thing that he liked.
Yeah.
And then when I wrote fucking stupidest thing I've ever written about a movie that he happened to be in. He's in it for like 45 seconds.
He's got to draw the line
somewhere. What did he say?
Okay. Well, so I thought, I didn't understand that he was so, I mean, who knows what went on in his heart? I don't know. What he said to me was, he sent me a direct message on the Twitter that said, "Thanks! Exclamation point. I'm in that movie, period." And I thought maybe he was just joking around, so I composed some sort of jokey response that was, like, genuine. Like, well, he is funny in it. I mean, he's in it for 2 minutes. And I wrote back and I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I didn't like the movie because I'm allergic to Cameron Diaz, but you were funny. And, yeah.
Keep on trucking, bro.
Yeah. And then I tried to send it and it was like, oh, you cannot send a message to someone who does not follow you.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh.
Ooh, so he sent you the message and then send message, unfollow, got her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what you can do now is put him on blast on your public Twitter by replying and just saying, sorry, I forgot you were in the movie. I blinked and missed it.
Oh, snap. But it actually made me, I mean, I'm a big fan of his, and it made me sad, and it made me feel bad, because I don't like to hurt people's feelings, and...
He seems like his feelings are very easily hurt.
Yeah,
if that's
I'm a huge
case.
Fan of that guy, too, but I kind of rethink it. I want to see how butthurt he is.
It's just weird, first of all, for me to suddenly have people that I might be writing about actually read the thing that I'm writing, because, you know, like, I live in Seattle, and I write for a weekly newspaper. It's
really
not like Julia.
Really
it's
hurts
like Julia,
your humor.
What?
It really hurts your humor when you have to worry about like being fair when you're like attacking somebody. It's very.
I know. Because I don't really feel like celebrities are real.
Yeah,
they're not.
Like it's not like Julia Roberts is reading my column and being like, "Hey,
yeah.
Stop." I mean, or maybe she is. I don't know.
Probably
I don't know,
is.
But.
I feel like all of them, I'm like, you realize I'm fictionalizing you for the sake of humor, right?
No, they don't get that.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I hope so.
Is that what happened when Jason Statham called you?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like, oh, I can't.
Oh, Vince, I read your fucking column on Film Drunk, eh? On the fucking computer.
I don't really talk like that now, does I? he always answers his own questions.
I don't think I talk like that, do I now? No? Well, if I don't talk like that, then why do you write like that, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, it made me so sad that I... this is kind of embarrassing. But I really felt bad. I'm really a nice lady, and I felt bad. And also, I wanted to clear my name. Like, I didn't want him to think that that was my entire review, and I'm not capable of any more nuance beyond bad teacher, more like bad movie. So I've looked him up on Facebook, and I sent him a Facebook message that was like, "Look, dude, it's my job to say what I think, and I didn't like that movie, but I said in my review that you were funny," and he didn't write me back.
Oh.
It's been a rough week for you on the internet, Lindy. I mean, Thomas Lennon hates you. Some random person calls you a slut.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Just so you know, you are.
Explain that little story. God, you just opened another can of worms, Brandon. Thanks a lot.
Oh, sorry.
That was the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I have many fans. As you guys, I'm sure, are aware. And, I mean, that's not true. That's a joke. But I do. There are strangers that like me, and they want to be my friend on the internet, and I say yes to all of them. So I have, like, 8 million horrible... You guys aren't horrible, if any of you are listening. But people, just
don't
strangers...
Worry,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, weird strangers who, like, write creepy things, but I don't care, whatever. Like,
yeah, I haven't quite figured out how to deal with that either. How to keep, you know... Like, just keep adding people. I just add anybody that adds me now. I don't really know what to do with it.
Yeah, I just gave up at a certain point. Like, as long as it doesn't seem to be, like, a fake person.
Yeah.
Who's going to, like, you know, tag me as a pair of Nikes or whatever.
All right, you're not friends with the girls with no friends in common that are, like, in a skimpy bikini? What?
Yeah,
those people
totally.
Are totally real. Those are most of my friends. Don't...
Stop talking about my girlfriend, you guys.
That's like half my friends. Fuck. You're telling me that's not real? God damn it.
What a coincidence. I'm also into having fun.
Yeah. I like fun so much.
Guys,
like
before no you judge, we really have a lot in common. Okay?
I like no strings attached fun, too.
Yeah, have you seen my girlfriend? Like oh, no, we've never met in person, but we're really good friends on Facebook. Anyway, sorry, proceed.
So anyway, I just have all these randos on my Facebook. I don't know who they are. And then yesterday, I got the best Facebook message ever, which is from a woman named Nicole. I guess I shouldn't say that. I won't say her last name.
Nicole, we know who you are now.
Yeah, Nicole. So Nicole sent me a message that said, please unfriend my husband. And then she said his name, which I won't say because I'm nice. I don't think it's appropriate for married men to be friending slutty women like you. And you don't even know him. And then in all caps, remove him now.
Tell me that you wrote on his wall immediately after.
No, I didn't. I sent him a private message. I was trying to be nice. I mean, I did post it on my blog, Stranger's blog.
For everyone to see.
For the world to see. But I blacked out their names, so that was nice of me. But, I mean, it's so funny. She said I was slutty. That's funny, and I don't know. And also, maybe talk to your husband about...
maybe ask first.
Yeah, so I wrote a really mean thing back to her. This was just an echo of the fucking Thomas Lennon situation. So I composed a hilarious thing that was like, hey, crazy bitch, fuck you. I don't know. And I clicked send and it was like, nope, she blocked you.
Denied.
So I couldn't even write back.
Denied again.
So, but yeah. Then you wrote to the husband.
So then I wrote to the husband and I said very nicely, I just thought he would want to know what was going on. So I said, I don't know him, by the way. I don't know. I've never slutified myself.
Well, I mean, you don't know, like, you've never had a lot of conversation, just sexual relation, correct?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, just penis and vagina, yeah. Yeah.
Cyber.
We don't talk.
Cyber.
We don't just kiss
cyber.
On the mouth.
We cyber so much. We have a very intense cyber relationship.
I don't put my face. I just aim
never,
the camera at my, and
never.
Our genitals.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall of that private room.
Yeah. Never show my face.
So Lindy, I hear that we both skipped our Transformers screening this week in order to tell jokes to strangers.
Just to interrupt real quick, the story wasn't over, and it actually was really funny. But
oh, was it? Oh, whoa, sorry. Did I step on it?
Was
I'm sorry.
You know, because you messaged the husband, and then...
Yeah, so, okay, I'll be done soon, I promise. So I messaged the husband, and I said, just so you know, your wife emailed me and called me a slut. Love, Lindy. And then the husband wrote back, and he said, just so you know, you are one.
What?
You friended me, dickhead.
You think that was his attempt at dirty talk?
So that was the best. Ooh, I know.
Yeah.
The story's not over yet.
So that was the best thing ever. Like, so great. It also weirdly hurt my feelings. I was like, I'm not one. You guys don't even know me.
Come on. You guys.
You've been talking to Thomas Lennon about me?
You guys.
What did he tell you?
That stings. That really hurts.
So then I wrote a thing back to the husband that was like, dude, I don't even know you guys. I didn't even do nothing. What are you talking about? And I was like, shut up. Leave me alone. Leave me out of your marital problems. Click, send, blocked again.
Oh,
double blocked.
So he blocked you. Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. So then I posted that on the blog and I wrote a bunch of mean stuff.
Maybe that was her logged into his shit because she obviously is paying close attention.
Yeah, so then I get. So then the husband goes on the blog in the comments and he's like. And then it gets really sad.
It was like all capitals.
He's like, that was my wife that did that. I did not send you that creepy message or block you. My wife hacked into my Facebook and did that. I didn't even know about it until today. I am only friends with stranger staff because I'm a local artist and an avid reader. I apologize. It's so sad. And then...
And furthermore, I need cashier's check for $10,000 and I will give you $11,000.
I am 28 years old.
Seriously, I'm locked in a cage. I escaped for just minutes to
Call
write this message.
Police.
Yeah. If anyone's reading this, send help I hack my account.
Lindy, I don't know if I probably haven't seen this, but I just started getting these new comments, these new spam bots in my comment section, and they do this thing where it's half spam comment, but it also like the bot copies and pastes random chunks of other people's comments.
From Film Drunk.
And, you know, if you've ever seen our comment section, it's quite the humorous juxtaposition.
It's the Thunderdome of the internet.
Yeah. Here's a good example. I am a 28 years old doctor, mature and beautiful, and now I am seeking a good man who can give me real love. So I got a username at seekcougar.com. It is the first and best club for younger women and older men, or older men and younger women to interact with each other. Maybe you want to check it out or tell your friends. Space, paragraph break. I tried to have oral sex with a retarded guy. I told him to get to licking, and my windows have never been cleaner.
Hey, dude, whatever drives traffic to Cougar Hunter.
Yeah. Something tells me that option B is much more prevalent on Seek Cougar than option A, which is to say there's a lot more older guys looking for young chicks than there are older women looking for young guys.
Well, there's probably just more dudes, period.
Yeah.
Either younger dudes. Yeah, it's all dudes.
It's all dudes. Some say they're women, but it's all dudes.
Yeah, there's older dudes looking for younger women, and there's older younger dudes looking for older women, but not a lot of the women of either age.
Oh, here's another one. I am a 28 years old doctor, mature and beautiful. Da 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 da. Awesome souls.
A lot of 28 year old mature and beautiful doctors. Yeah.
Maybe you want to check it out or tell your friends. Space break. Awesome souls that, after they've passed, fly around and fling unearthly, invisible feces at us. Now think of how many orangutans have died. That's right, you're all constantly covered in dead ape poo.
Was that from the Green Lantern comments?
I think it was Rise of Planet of the Apes.
Rise of Planet of the Apes, yeah.
Lindy, you saw Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the space jizz as much as Vince did?
That movie was so stupid.
It really was. I liked it.
It was so stupid.
I liked it better than Super 8, to be honest.
Well, I didn't see either. But Lindy,
really?
one of the dumber ones you've ever seen, like in the top, does it jump near the top already?
Green Lantern?
Yes.
I mean, it was really dumb, but also like I didn't hate it.
It was kind of endearingly dumb. It was just like so inept.
Yeah, it was inept and like boring, like just so much exposition about space. Like, okay, you guys.
That cool. And whose fucking idea was that? Like, all right, we got this guy. What's his power? He's got this ring that makes like green fog chain guns, and then sometimes if a car comes down, it makes like a giant green Hot Wheels track. I like your thing where you're like, yeah, because that makes sense. It makes a giant Hot Wheels track instead of, you know, making like a green brake lever that would stop
you know
the car
that,
from
you
going
know
out
what
of
that
control.
Doesn't do make for a cool movie scene. Yeah.
Green brake pads.
I don't know. My point was like, you know, at least Superman or Spider-Man, like if you're a little kid and you dress up like Superman, you're going to jump off the couch and you're going to have powers that you can pretend to have. Like if you put on a Green Lantern mask, what the fuck do you do?
Yeah, you would have to be like, okay, and now what I'm making is now you're like by, there's a tank and you're next to it and it, but it's turning into.
I drew a mustache on your face in duty.
It's green. I don't know. I don't understand. What I don't like about Green Lantern is is he strong? Like, how come sometimes they will, like, hit him with a bomb and he'll be fine, but also he's just a dude with green magic?
Oh, this is the power of will, bro.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't. I feel like they make him have, like, superhuman, like, magic strength and healing powers, but he doesn't actually have it.
It's like over, I said last week, he's got the secret.
I just want some continuity.
Basically, yeah,
he's got the secret.
He read the secret.
He asked the big blue genie of the universe for permission, and he opens the catalog and then orders whatever he wants.
That's funny. Does anyone write that? I like that. That's funny.
I wrote that. You can write that down.
You just compose that mentally.
I don't even know who you are.
This is Brendan.
Hi.
You published me in the fun bag today.
You what? I know. I'm sorry I didn't say who you were.
Oh, that's okay.
You said his name was Brendan.
Right.
I feel like that's
I know. He got mad at me. He was like, publicize the Frogcast.
I know. I was like, oh, total, missed a total shot to plug the Frogcast.
Oh, I know.
Oh, sure.
Oh, so but, like quickly on Super 8. I know I probably disliked it more than other people, but I just feel like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you know, it looked nice and it made me feel nostalgic. And then I'm like, yeah, but that was literally all there was. There was nothing, there was absolutely nothing else going on in that movie.
No, it was dumb and boring. Are you talking to me? You want me to
talk
about it?
Yeah, well, you're the only one here that's seen it besides me.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, well, I texted you. I feel like I texted you all my good material about it. I don't remember what it was. Well,
I didn't share it with other people. I thought that was, you know.
So nostalgic. So like, did Jaws come out of the water and then Indiana Jones like whipped Jaws?
Yeah, basically. I mean, really, basically, yes.
I mean, it was just like, you know, Harry and the Hendersons are like your typical like good-natured alien that the government wants to do experiments.
It's not an alien.
On.
It's Bigfoot, dude.
Yeah. Well,
Harry.
Okay.
Harry's not an alien, man.
Are the perfect audience for this.
Harry Henderson was not extraterrestrial.
Yeah, Brendan's with me on this one.
Harry Henderson was a bipedal hominid.
Fact.
Simple
Harry
science,
Henderson,
Vince. Bipedal hominid. Mammal. Not extraterrestrial.
Come on, dude. There was
get your facts straight before you come in here waxing poetic.
There was a creature, and you know, it turns out he wasn't all that bad.
He had a heart of gold.
Yeah. Was he related to Harry?
There's really no explanation of why he wasn't bad or why he stopped being bad or when he would randomly start being bad.
Just wanted to go home, man.
Wait, are we talking about Harry and the Hendersons or are we talking about Super 8 now?
It's hard to tell the difference.
Wait, that should happen in Super 8?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm really glad I didn't see that.
Like, to be honest, if I wasn't at a press screening, I would have walked out. Like, when he carries his mom's dead mom's picture in a locket. Oh, fuck me.
Have you ever walked out of a press screening?
Me and Brendan walked out of, it wasn't a press screening, but we definitely walked out of
Dinner for Schmucks.
Dinner for Schmucks.
I can picture Vince walking out of a press screening and making a big to-do about it.
Yeah, but you...
I was hitting myself in the head because there were some plot points that were just so, like...
He's never walked out of a press screening, but he made fart noises at the end of that Ryan Reynolds movie where he's in the coffin.
Yeah, buried.
Yeah.
Oh, I did in this one, too. And I was looking around being like, are you guys fucking kidding me? You guys laughed when he said mint for the 1,000th fucking time, really?
What's wrong with that kid's mouth?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I'm sorry, he's a kid. I shouldn't make fun of his mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Whatever. He's going to get made fun of for it eventually.
I walked out of, I've only walked out of one press screening, and it was weirdly, I don't know why, I don't remember what got me so upset, but I walked out of Step Brothers.
What?
Really?
I like Step Brothers.
Yeah. You're probably just excited to go cyber with
Jesse Riley.
You had a cyber date.
I had some business to take care of in my vagina.
Have you,
lady business.
Have you watched Step Brothers since then?
No, I think, you know, I don't think I was angry. I think I was just bored and there was something else I wanted to be doing. And I was like, yeah. I know exactly where this is going. I see what's happening.
Did you see the boats and hoes scene?
You had a fantasy novel you wanted to read.
Yeah, I did.
Bobby was on the cover. I really liked Step Brothers, and I think it was one of those movies that even gets better with subsequent viewings as well.
I think it's one of those movies that's better on cable because there's really no... There's really no driving force to the plot. It's just sort of a collection of really funny scenes stuck together. So while you're sitting there watching it, you're kind of like, all right, fucking get to some sort of point. You know, even though it's just like Will Ferrell and John C.
Reilly. Yeah, I think the part where I left was like wherever they had like, okay, so then they became best friends and then they like have some sort of fight and then you're just waiting for the resolution where they get back together. And that was when I was like, okay. Like, what's going to happen at the end? That's going to be amazing.
The Catalina wine mix was pretty funny.
All the stuff with Adam Scott and his family was pretty amazing.
Yeah, especially...
Hey, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you don't have to apologize to me. Apologize to Adam Scott.
DM him.
He
unfollowed me.
Those anonymous Facebook people were right.
Speaking of John C. Reilly's comedic efforts, really quickly, I did watch Cedar Rapids, new to the DVDs or the pay-per-views. I really enjoyed it.
Tuesday. I loved it. I think it's probably
John
my
C.
favorite
Reilly
comedy
is
this year.
Fucking John C. Reilly was so good in it. It was awesome.
He's incredible. When he's Dr. Steve Brule on Tim and Eric Awesome Show, that's like my favorite bit that they do.
This is like his... Did you see this, Lindy?
No, but I concur with enjoying the work of John C. Reilly.
I would highly, highly recommend Cedar Rapids.
He's like this very vulgar insurance rep, and it's just him being so vulgar and lovable at the same time. And there's not that many people that would been able to pull it off.
No, I
don't. Brush your teeth, you dingus.
Yeah, I'm a little. I'm worried he's going to get oversaturated.
Really? I could see that.
He's in everything.
But he does a good job of doing completely different roles. So, like, it's not like Jack Black where you know exactly what you're going to get. Where I think Jack Black's really talented, but man, it was just like he was in every movie for like 3 years doing the exact
same thing.
Character.
To the point where there was even movies around that time where there was characters that were exactly like him, and you're like, oh, you can tell they didn't get Jack Black.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm just disappointed they never made the Farties or the Fatties.
Yeah, the Fatties Fart 2.
That looks like
Brendan would have been, he would have died of a heart attack.
He would have been like the weasels in Roger Rabbit that just die, and then their souls float up to heaven. Oh, no, Brendan. Oh, we killed him. Fatty's Fart 2 would definitely have... Fatty's Fart 1 would have been a lot like a laugh riot, but Fatty's Fart 2 would have been the last straw.
There's certain
part in the Nutty Professor 2 when they're at the table and they start farting, and he's like, does someone call my name? He's like, yeah, call your name. Your name is... And he fart, like, oh.
I would love to see that and an actual Terrence and Phillip movie.
Actual Terrence. Still, my favorite episode of South Park ever is like the Not Without My Anus. Still my favorite one.
They did a pretty good Canadian wedding.
The Canadian wedding one was awesome too.
Canadian.
I like
wedding.
How I really enjoyed the small things that they did in Canada, like the car tires are squares.
Now she's licking the pudding off of his sleeve.
Yeah. I believe she just quiffed.
Traditional. That is tradition.
Meet me by the tree in Winnipeg.
That is tradition.
You've always been a dick, Scott. You'd always be a dick.
Now, because you were exposed to radiation in Ottawa, you're a giant dick.
I love that when they did the Eskimos, like they just had them speaking Inuit with no subtitles, and it was just foreign language as played for comedy.
Right.
Enjoyed that. So, Lindy, you also ditched out on your Transformers 3 screening yesterday in order to do some comedy. Is that new? How long have you been rocking it?
Oh, I do it every once in a while. I don't know. I mean, I don't really do it. I don't, like, write jokes. I just go talk about embarrassing shit that's happened to me or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're just, you're just alt-comedying it up or what?
She's doing spoken word like Henry Rollins.
Slam poetry mostly?
It's okay. It's really – it's mostly slam poetry. But no, I wear, like, a funny hat. No, I
women be shopping.
I'm just, you know, Seattle's not very big, and I'm just friends with all the comedians that live here, and so sometimes they ask me to do their shows, and then I say okay. So like last night, I had to do this thing where I had to that they do called Diary Wars, where I had to write fake diary entries for this other comedian, and she wrote fake diary entries for me, and then we read each other's fake diaries out loud. It was, you know, it was like roasty.
I like that.
It'd be funny.
I wish they did more stuff like that around here. Yeah. It's not quite as cerebral.
I won the diary war.
Nice. They gave you a 7.
They gave me this diary.
That's probably over her head.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate it. No, that was from a slam poetry event where
that was a reference to Fraudcast 27.
Well, more importantly, a reference to this HBO special about slam poetry stuff.
Yeah,
that where this one, it's the slam poetry where there's like four or five people all doing like synchronized yelling.
It's
basically
high school slam poetry competitions,
and the whole thing was give us a 7 because I don't even remember why.
Oh. Because
we're white.
I'm so embarrassed that I didn't know that reference.
No. Because
in
the competition, like they made some rule where you're only allowed to give the teams an 8 and above, just so as not to hurt their feelings. And these white kids, you know, they don't really have like all the other kids are talking about their ghetto moms and like the. There's the Cambodian guy who talks about, you know,
put us in boxes and boxes.
Yeah. They're all, you know, they all have their whatever hardship. And so it was all the white kids from the suburbs and they didn't really have a hardship. So their poem was about they're raging against the system that would only give people 8s and ups. And they're like, I dare you to give this poem a 7. Like, we can take it.
Give this poem a 7.
And, Penn, was it Penn or Teller? I can never.
It was Penn.
Penn.
Penn was one of the judges, and he was so excited. He was like, motherfucker! And he was like, he actually said motherfucker because it was so good. He was so moved by this poem.
But it really wasn't.
And Lindy, I don't know if you know this, but instead of clapping, you snap your fingers.
Why? What?
Yeah.
It's finger snaps. You guys don't do that?
Yeah.
Why? What does that mean?
There's no why, that's Lindy. That is just...
It's... There's no why in slam... There's no whying in slam yeah, poetry?
There's no questions.
You just is.
Yeah.
Vince, what are your jokes that you told?
Just tell them again.
Oh, this joke's funny, man.
This is actually a good segue because I wanted to ask you about that Quentin Tarantino email where he allegedly sucked on some girl's foot while he jacked off. I have a really long section about porn, and one of my things is about foot fetish and how it bothers me at a very deep level. And I'm not going to go into the bit or anything, but I was
like, when the girl will rub her foot on the dude's dick for a long time.
Just the idea that people are getting pretentious about masturbating now, and they're I think they're so
hoity-toity jerker offers.
I think they're so intellectual because they're going to jerk off to a foot instead of a boob, which just seems a little silly to me.
You're still on boobs? you're making me mad, bro.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Did you have a chance? Did you see that at all? I can summarize if need be.
I did not, but I'm very concerned.
yeah. So, this is making the rounds all over the place. This woman apparently sent out this very, there was probably a lot of recipients to this chain email, and she clearly, you can tell she has aspirations of being the next Chelsea Handler. And she's talking about her encounter with Quentin Tarantino, and she claims that he wanted to suck her toes while he jerked off. I can read a little passage. After a lengthy film discussion, Quentin suggests we head to bed, which is the point where I really start panicking. I have stalled for a good long time, but the makeouts were really losing their appeal because you can only be sweated on so much, and we were getting closer to the moment of truth.
Because normally making out with Quentin Tarantino is so appealing.
Yeah, oh, no, she's really mean to him. We make out some more. There's a little below the belt action that I try to avoid, as QT has the most unattractive penis I have ever seen. Parenthetical, short, fat, nub-like, the chode of all chodes. Boys, those
chode to end all chodes.
Boys,
one
those
chode to rule them
one
all.
One chode to rule them all. Hey!
Oh, okay.
I was proud of myself, and then you already said it.
Just as I'm about to hyperventilate over the fact that he may try to put that horrific bodily implement anywhere near my Britney. Yes, she calls her vagina a Britney.
Oh, fuck her.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. He leans over and goes, hey. I know this hey. This is the hey, should I get a condom? Hey, that accompanies 20 minutes of ungratifying sex. 20 minutes? La-di-da, princess.
Then why are you fucking him in the first place?
As I'm trying to rapidly think of ways I can agent myself out of this deal, I hear what is without a doubt the strangest question in the history of my life. Quentin Tarantino asks, can I suck on your toes while I jerk off?
I'm sure it went down exactly like that. Yeah. Like, everything was cool while they were making out. And then all of a sudden, she just realizes, like, oh, I'm way too cool for this situation. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly how it happened.
She couched it in, like, she was only doing it for story value the whole time. But desperate times call for desperate measures. And I realize this might be my get-out-of-jail-free card on the whole chode and vag issue. By the way, bitch, chode and vag is hyphenated. Learn your shit. Should
Learn
be hyphenated.
Chode and vag etiquette.
That's
bitch.
Clearly a multiple modifier that needs hyphens in between it.
Consult your style guide.
After some negotiations about how I would not partake in any of the handjob action, I begrudgingly acquiesced. And by begrudgingly, I realized I didn't have to shut up the dude and said, sure, why not, in about 0.03 seconds. Okay.
What? This is becoming increasingly more likely.
And thus began the weirdest 10 minutes of my
believability
life.
Went from it's, very, very low to now I'm like, now oh, I'm sold.
No, absolutely. Your logic makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I'm so sold. This is true.
So that was basically the whole story. Thoughts?
I just don't really understand. I mean, certainly she was doing this for story value to promote herself more than it's a funny story. That's what if it's at all true.
Is it supposed to be news that Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish?
I don't even see why that's a big
deal.
Well,
he's always denied it, first of all. But
is that a thing with him, that he's denied that he has a foot fetish, or he's denied that this story's real?
I don't think he's come out. I think it's still picking up steam. He hasn't quite.
But what's so whatever? He likes putting random chick's feet in his mouth.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's wrong for him. He seems like a weird dude.
I've gotten a few other emails about this since from other people who say, oh, my friend hooked up with Quentin Tarantino. And
the reason it's weird is because his friend's a dude.
Well, they verified
the foot part,
but they say he actually has a huge penis. So, who knows?
The chode of Sauron.
Very fascinating. Everybody's fascinated. They're like,
well,
all just dumbfounded.
Like she's going out of her way to aggressively make fun of him, which just seems like she's trying to be funny, and it's like,
yeah, it doesn't really. I didn't really get too many details on who this actually went out to.
It just seems like she's trying so hard to be a bitch about the whole thing that it just it's hard to believe and or just not entirely true. That's my initial reaction.
Yeah.
It's also just not a big deal. So he likes to suck on dirty toes. Like, whatever, bro. Do your thing.
Yeah.
All I know is that I was masturbating the whole time you were telling that story.
Cyber? You were having cyber with the husband.
I was.
Uma Thurman is going to call you a slut on Facebook. How dare you? friend our director like that?
Stay away from his chode of all chodes. Mr. Chode's Wild Ride.
Lindy, what else is going on up there? Any other summer movies that you've seen? Did you see Cars 2?
No. What? No.
I thought you see like a couple movies every week.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Let's see. Tomorrow I'm seeing the new Selena Gomez movie.
Hi,
Jealous.
Monte Carlo.
Wait, is that the one that did we hear from her on the AVNs?
Oh, I wish I had that clip queued up.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Should we bring that back? As Lindy might need
to. Selena Gomez.
You need to hear this. This girl's Jessie Jane, and she has possibly the most grating. I discovered her.
Oh my God, it's Selena Gomez! What do you fuck tonight?
I discovered her on the AVN Awards, and I need to share this with you.
Okay, now here's a crazy couple: Evan Seinfeld and Lil Big Winter.
Oh yes, the newest Wicked Pictures contract star, my wicked sister Lupe.
Can I tell you something about Lupe? When she gets excited and talks about things, it sounds funny. So the funniest thing she's ever said.
I can't hear that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
a silence.
It basically sounds like exactly what I was saying.
Yo, come on, play it out now, even for the.
Like
listeners.
I'm sad.
Like mommy.
There's so much going on. Howard Stern, all that. But for me, I think the biggest thing is that you're now a Wicked girl.
Silence.
So we're
that's okay. I'll hear it someday.
Being a part of Wicked Picture.
Your impression is very
so happy.
She talks like this, and she's like, "Oh my God, what? Lupe, you're the funniest." Yeah. What the hell? I mean, you can hear all my other computer sounds. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Technical difficulties.
So yeah, I'm going to see that tomorrow. Next week, I'm going, okay, well, you guys tell me what to do. The screenings for The Zookeeper and Horrible Bosses are at the exact same time on the same day. Which one should I go to?
Go see Horrible Bosses, because we did not get a press screening for Horrible Bosses. Well, I don't know, but then we have to talk about The Zookeeper.
I have to go to The Zookeeper,
yeah.
Dude!
Yeah. I wish you lived here. We could totally get a trough of McDonald's cheeseburgers and just go see that shit together. That would be awesome.
Every time I hear Zookeeper without Paul Blart in the title, it pains me a little bit. Like, I want it to be Paul Blart : Zookeeper.
Zoo Cop.
Yeah.
Paul Blart Zoo Cop.
Yeah. Seriously.
Well, I don't know. Write a letter. I don't know. What do you want? What do you want for
Kevin James unfriended me on Twitter.
I feel like Kevin James might actually be Adam Sandler's experiment. Like, the last 5 years, Adam Sandler's been trying to figure out what the tipping point is, what the lowest common denominator is, how bad a movie would actually have to be
limbo
for him not to make money. And
how low can you go?
He couldn't do it justice, so he invented Kevin James to just, like, all right, we need the exact coordinates of the lowest common denominator.
Movie limbo.
You're gonna rap with a gorilla.
The gorilla's gonna drive the van. Yeah. You're gonna ride an ostrich. It's
you
gonna
guys
be
gonna
good
go
times.
To White Castle together. Whatever it was,
Fridays.
Fridays, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Zookeeper, more like Poo-keeper. And then I got unfollowed.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Unfollowed by Kevin James.
Thanks. Yeah. I was in that movie.
Thomas Lennon voiced the gorilla.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's in it. He's in everything. He's in so many things.
The ostrich.
I should tell him that I wrote a really positive review of 17 again, starring Zac Efron, because he's also in that.
Was that also good? Did you love
yes,
it?
It's really good.
I love reading Rex Reed of the New York Observer, I think it is. Whenever he writes about Zac Efron movies, there's just like these long, dreamy passages about his eyes, about Zac Efron's eyes and his hair. And
well, he's fucking dreamy.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a god on Earth. He's adorable.
A god amongst men.
No, that movie's legit funny. I have to say, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
17 again is legit funny.
I mean,
unfollow.
Oh, wait, I don't know.
You
I don't
just
know.
Got unfollowed by me.
Wait, I
and Kevin
make...
James.
Yeah.
He fucking hates Zac Efron.
He's not even a monkey in that.
Seriously, there's no talking animals in that, are there?
No, just Matthew Perry. I don't know. I tried to think of someone funnier. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got to go to Zookeeper.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm interested in Monte Carlo because I get the feeling that like every fantasy that we've tried to create for teenage girls these days is like, you can be a princess for a day. It's your sweet 16. It's your special day where everybody waits on you. And the Hannah Montana thing is the same thing where it's like, she's secretly a huge star.
Is Monte Carlo a movie?
Yeah.
It's the Selena Gomez movie.
Wait, sorry. I didn't hear you, Lindy.
I wish that she would have, like, she would become the princess, but then she would have a bunch of, like...
Oh, I saw the trailer for this. They go to Europe, and they think she's, like, the princess.
Yes, correct.
And then they have the phone call with the mom, where it's like, Mom, we're like having fun doing normal things, not like a princess would do. Can we stay for another week?
Our Europe trip when we're 17 is so lame because we're so poor even though we're in Europe and we're 17.
Yeah, Mom, no, you don't need to send more money. We're not doing princess stuff, though. Anyway, see you soon.
I just wish that would happen and then she would all of a sudden...
Did I say princess? I meant tourist.
She would just be saddled with a ton of like bureaucratic like administrative duties that she had to do.
A bunch of papers that she has to sign?
Yeah.
The whole country, just the economy crumbles. Oh, Selena Gomez! Oops.
They're like people shooting. They're throwing poop at her because of her austerity or new austerity measures.
Right.
Exactly.
She goes, "Let them eat cake." Cut her head off.
This is what's gotten me through the last 4 years of pep rallies, imagining myself walking along the Seine, standing on top.
Yeah, I don't think we can play the whole trailer here, but
no, we're not allowed.
Oh well.
So you're excited for Monte Carlo then, Lindy?
Yep.
Yep. So that's tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, Selena Gomez, I love you.
It's tomorrow. Me gusta. I was hanging out with this 9-year-old, and she was like, she explained to me that Selena Gomez is awesome.
Don't try to pass off that sentence as normal.
I just know a 9-year-old.
Yeah, all right. We kick it sometimes.
So,
no biggie.
I was in the park eating lunch with my 9-year-old friend.
She's my friend's daughter. I was talking to her, and she was like telling me about how Selena Gomez is awesome, but Selena Gomez is roommates with Demi Lovato, and Demi Lovato had to go to rehab for cutting.
Mm. Well, there's also the rumor that Selena Gomez is pregnant.
Disney Channel gossip.
She's not pregnant. Selena Gomez is a good person.
She's not a slut like you, Lindy.
She forgot to wash off the money.
All I'm saying is all the Selena Gomez's I grew up with were pregnant by 17 or 18. Hey-yo. No,
hi-yo.
I'm just kidding.
You can't get pregnant from cybering. So if Selena Gomez was a slut like me, that might be good.
Yeah. Well, you know why? It's because, you know, those Hispanic girls, the teachers are always telling them to go home and do their essays.
Wow.
That's how Vince ended his stand-up show last night.
I'm excited, I gotta
fit that in every chance I can get.
It was worth it. I'm glad I got to be here.
Vince brings a laptop on stage and plays the cricket sound a lot. Anyone?
That would be good.
Is this on?
Yeah.
I think I got a broken microphone.
Kirsten, I think my mic is broken.
Kirsten, hand me your mic quick.
How do I get out of this sentence?
I have many more jokes to tell.
All right, you guys, you want to put this to bed?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, Lindy, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Lindy, thanks for... This is Brendan. Thanks for including me in the Deadspin fun bag today. It's like a dream come true.
Really?
It is. Really? You included not one, but three letters for me.
I know. It's because I fucked up my assignment.
I know. It was like the most beautiful fuck up of all time. I really wanted to send it to my mom, but then I realized the headline was something about... What, getting covered in spooge from doing it bareback?
Yeah, something like, I did not write that headline, by the way. Yeah. Not my headline.
I'll read a quick excerpt because I this is like probably the most brief part. The whole thing's very funny, which you should read, but here's the question. I know that the person who left the warm chair you were sitting in got his start as a commenter on Deadspin, but I thought perhaps you could provide your thoughts on something. Every time I look at a commenter's handle, I make immediate judgments on that person. For example, today, in my weekly trip to Jezebel to determine exactly how horrible a person I am because of my gender, I noticed a commenter with the handle of Drunken Expat Writer. Good God, could someone be more obnoxious? Look at me, I'm a writer and I'm drunk. Clearly I am Hemingway's natural successor. What, have you never lived overseas? I have, as you can tell by my name, that I am unafraid of the world and live a more enriched life than you, along with being drunk and a writer. Ugh, makes me want to punch the nearest hipster in the face. Do you retch at times when you see obnoxious handles in your comments to your writing? And Lindy's response, yeah, it's weird how people act like expat is a job. They'll just say, oh, I'm an expat. Like, that's a legit sentence. What do you mean you're an expat? You mean that your job is to sit around in Spain drinking wine and wearing horrible man sandals and writing in your leather-bound journals? Is expat hiring? Because I am already a total asshole, and I can easily invest in some linen shorts if that's what it takes. So, yeah, that was good.
Wait, can I say something? Which is that... That drunk expat writer or whatever has gone insane and is and commented like,
yeah, he got all pissed off in the comments.
Yeah, and I have a Google alert for myself, which alerted me that he is that he is writing all about it all over his live journal.
What? Wait, who is drunk expat? What?
He's just some dude.
It's very self-explanatory.
Like, I'm very upset. I'm very upset at being called an asshole by this Lindy West person. I'm like, first of all, I did not call you an asshole.
Yeah, you called yourself an asshole.
I called myself an asshole. I didn't write that letter. In fact, I barely read that question all the way through. I just saw expat, and I was like, I have something to say about this expat thing. Because obviously the only people who say that are fucking irritating.
Yes.
Just call yourself a dude that lives in another country. Fuck you. Oh, I'm an expat.
Anywho, I wrote a bunch of questions about a banana phone, and you guys should read it. It's in the Deadspin fun bag.
I think Brendan's funny bone is it goes farts and poop and then banana phone.
That's so true. That's exactly
it was a banana phone covered in poop. And it got on your face.
And then you had to transplant it to someone else's butt. Then someone talked in the person's butt and said, I told you not to call me here.
Would that be the end of you, Brendan?
Yes, I would die. I would die.
But you'd have a big smile on your face.
Yes.
Well, the banana would be a good vehicle to get the poop into someone else's butt.
Ooh,
like if you could replace the banana inside with the poop.
Yeah, with the banana, and it was a big turd inside.
Brendan dropped his mic.
Brendan's about to die. Everyone, wish Brendan farewell. Brendan, Godspeed into your trip.
Would that if they the pooped it out? How much extra slippery would that be? It's like duty. It's a duty and a banana peel. What if they slipped on the banana peel duty and then fell in the rest of the duty?
I do like yelling into someone's butthole.
Yeah. I said, never call me here.
I told you not to call me here.
Yeah, I'm fucking working. What don't you understand about that? Fuck. I do enjoy that one of the commenters realized that Brendan was from the Frogcast. That makes me feel pretty nice.
Ooh, on the Deadspin fun bag?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I like that, there's the whole world. The worlds are colliding. We got Deadspin, Film Drunk, Frogcast, Lindy West. It's good times.
Good times. Right. Well,
I have to pee.
Lindy, thanks again for coming on. Enjoy. I'm really excited for you to see Monte Carlo. That looks really good.
Yeah, I will text you immediately to let you know what happens.
Well, maybe I'll have to refollow you on Twitter.
Please, would you please?
The bad movie comment really hit a sore spot with me.
I tell it like it is.
That's what you get paid to do.
I don't get offended easily, but there are certain times I have to draw the line.
Listen, you know, read at your own risk, okay? That's what it says on Drunk Expat Writer's Live Journal.
Oh, Jesus.
he does not follow his own advice, ironically.
He doesn't play by the rules.
Give this live journal a 7.
Finger snaps. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Frogcast at filmdrunk.com.
At gmail.com.
At
filmdrunk.
Frogcast@gmail.com. Brendan, take us on out of here.
All right. Until next week, good night and good chins and poop transplants.